our boys and girls want to come up to the front for the talk, please do so. If anyone, boys and girls, want to come up to the front. Okay, right. This morning we were thinking about Jesus being the light of the world. And tonight we're going to think of another name that Jesus gave himself, which was the Good Shepherd. We see a picture up on the screen. And that's not Jesus, that's another shepherd called David. You remember the David, knocked down your big boy called Goliath? He wrote lovely songs, which are called Psalms. And he wrote a lovely, lovely psalm, Psalm 23, which is about Jesus being the good shepherd who looks after his sheep. And the psalm begins, I'm sure you've heard this before, "The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not be in want." And we're going to think tonight, boys and girls, of how Jesus is a shepherd who looks after us. Now, I've got a wee friend tonight, no Anna or Elsa tonight, another wee friend tonight. I know you know who it is. Okay. I think this puppet wasn't made for hands like mine. Anyway. Okay. Who's this? Hands up, you can tell me who this little lion is. You see that? Simba. Simba out of the Lion King. I love the Lion King. I think it's a great, great fellow. Now, let's see. There's Simba up in there. And Simba looks a happy wee lion there, doesn't he? But something really sad happened. Simba's daddy died, and Simba thought that he was to blame. It wasn't Simba's fault. It was his bad uncle Scar. But Simba ran away from home. And we see Simba in the next picture. He's out in the desert, and he's there, and he's about to die because he's so thirsty, he's so weak, and he's lying there, and he's going to die. And then along came Pumbaa and Timon, who come. And Pumbaa and Timon, they come and they rescue him. Now, Timon's a bit scared because they realize Simba's a little lion and he'll grow up to be a big lion. They come and help him because he is so thirsty. We see the next picture. Now, you see, does Simba look happy? No. He's not only thirsty in his tongue, he's thirsty in his heart. Things are not right for poor Simba. And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, because of sin, we are thirsty inside, which means we're not happy inside because we don't know God and love Jesus when we're born. But, remember I said about Jesus being the good shepherd? Jesus helps us. Do you know what Pumbaa and Timon did? They took Simba out of the desert and they took him to lovely green area. We'll see that in the next picture. Where there was plenty of food, there was plenty of water, and he had all that he needed to eat and to drink. And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that Jesus leads us to green pastures. Lovely, lovely loads of grass. Well, we don't eat grass, but if we were sheep, we'd eat grass. And lovely still water. Lovely, peaceful place. And so when we're struggling, when we have a heart which, oh, it's not right, Jesus is the one that feeds us and gives us what we need. He is such a wonderful and an amazing Savior. And listen, boys and girls, you can have happiness in loads of things. Football, playing games with your friends, watching TV, reading books, you grow up, loads of things. But listen, you will never be fully happy until Jesus has taken you to know him as your friend. Well, as Simba grew up with Pumbaa and Timon, he tried to forget about where he came from. He now should have been the king where he came from. And he tried to forget that. But along came, I see the next picture, somebody called Rafiki, the baboon. And Rafiki teaches Simba he has to change his life. His life has to be changed. He just wants to go on, Simba, and live his life with his friends, Timon and Pumbaa, and forget about what he should be doing. But Rafiki says, no, don't let the past rule you. Don't live the way you've done in the past. Don't be afraid of what's happened in the past. your future can be changed. And Simba was turned around. His life went in a new direction. And in Psalm 23, it speaks of how Jesus converts our souls. He changes our hearts, boys and girls. He changes our lives. So instead of living away from Jesus, we're turned around to live with Jesus, trusting in Jesus to be our Savior and to be our King. Boys and girls, has that happened to you? Have you come to know Jesus as your Savior, your King? Mums and dads, grannies and granders, there's nothing more important than your life has been turned around, that you will know Jesus as your Savior and your King. And see, when you become a Christian, you have a great joy, you have a great happiness in your heart. But that does not mean life will be easy. If you know the story about Simba, when he was going to go back home, it was going to be tough. Tough because of the next picture. His uncle, Scar. He knew going back it would be dangerous. He knew going back he might even die. He'd be going back to his own country where everything had been ruined by this bad uncle of his, Scar. And going back, he would have to fight Scar. We see that in the next picture. He would have to fight Scar so that indeed the kingdom would be his again. In Psalm 23, it tells us that when we go through difficult days, talks about going through the valley of the shadow of death, your staff and your rod, said David, comforts me. Do you ever see a shepherd, boys and girls? And a shepherd has a big long stick to guide the sheep the way to go. But shepherds in David's day had two sticks. One stick to guide the sheep, to push them in the right way. Another stick was a big, big club, a big heavy stick, to hit wild animals over the head. A shepherd protected his sheep. A shepherd guarded his sheep. And Jesus promises, when we become Christians, it's not easy. We have to fight against the terrible enemy called the devil. But he will be with us. And even in the enemy's presence, David says, he will give us food. Our cup will run over. Our table will be full of food. And this is a wonderful thing. Jesus will be with us. Listen, boys and girls, I wouldn't be a minister except Jesus is with me and helping me. I wouldn't be a Christian except Jesus is here with me. You see, when you're a Christian, you get the best friend of all, Jesus, who never leaves you, who never fails you, who will be with you and give you the strength to stand up and to live for him. And you see, in school, boys and girls, school is not easy, particularly as you get older. You'll have friends in school or people in your class, and they'll want you to do bad things. And they'll not love Jesus. You have to be brave. Let Jesus help you to be brave, to stand up for him and to be different. And so Jesus is the shepherd who leads us to the green pastures, the shepherd who changes our hearts, the shepherd who is with us in difficult days, and this shepherd who will bring us to heaven one day. Do you remember how the story ends? We see our final picture. Simba won. He won the battle. And the kingdom became his. He would rule over it. And it will be a new place. We have a great king called Jesus, who lives in heaven. And when we love Jesus, one day he will take us to this amazing place called heaven. Far more wonderful than anything we can imagine. And you know the amazing thing? The Bible tells us that we will rule in heaven with Jesus. Isn't that amazing? We will be kings and queens with Jesus. Now, I don't know what that means, but it means something wonderful. Heaven will be a wonderful place for those who know and love Jesus. And only, boys and girls, those who know and love Jesus will be there. That lovely psalm tells us that God's goodness and love will follow us all the days of our lives, and we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, boys and girls, let me tell you something sad. There's heaven, but there's also that place called hell, which is an awful dark place, a place of punishment, a place of sadness. And hell isn't just for bad people. Hell is for good people who don't trust in Jesus. The only people who will go to heaven and escape hell are people who come and trust in Jesus, who died on the cross to take away their sin, who come to Jesus and say, Jesus, change my life, take over my life, be my Savior, be my friend, be my good shepherd, the good shepherd who's laid down his life for his sheep. Do you remember Simba when he was away with Pumbaa and Timon and he didn't want to go back? And then Rafiki the baboon comes. Do you remember what Rafiki did to Simba? He had a stick, smacked him over the head. And sometimes, boys and girls, we need a bit of sense knocked in. Please don't hit anybody over the head with a stick. But sometimes we need a bit of sense because we think, well, I don't need Jesus. Mums and dads are like that. Maybe they need a big stick. And grannies and grandmas might need a bigger stick. Because we think, I don't need Jesus. I can be a good Presbyterian. Or I can be a good person. I don't need to be saved. That is rubbish. We all need Jesus. We need Jesus to be our shepherd, who saves us, who leads us, who brings us one day to heaven. And you know the wonderful thing about this Jesus? We can talk to him. And we're going to talk to him now. So let's all bow our heads, close our eyes as we talk to him. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. We praise you for the wonderful Savior and Shepherd that he is. And we pray, O God, that every boy and girl here in this church this evening and every grown-up will come to know Jesus as their Savior, their Lord, their Shepherd. Grant that, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.